Monday, May 23rd, 6:10 a.m., 2020. May has not been a very posting month, for sure. Actually, the past couple of months, I guess April, too. Mainly because I've been busy with the garden. All these little commitments of other stuff, too. And also, our dog was dying. He died yesterday evening. So we didn't take him in to have him put to sleep. When he died, he was resting comfortably on one of his old mattresses that we pulled out of storage. And he was breathing. He drank. He went outside yesterday and drank and peed a little, but then coming back, he kind of got a little weak. We had to carry him in and put him on the bed. So, the wife really doesn't like putting animals to sleep. But luckily, the doctor before had given us a bunch of pain pills. That you give two pain pills every 8 hour within 8 hour period. And so we were pretty sure he wasn't in too much pain because he didn't really act like it. Of course, I don't know what it would be to act like it at that stage. But so he was he had a little labored breathing for a while, and then he kind of calmed down, and then his breathing started to get more and more for a couple of hours there, you know, shallow. And at one point he did just go off peacefully. And I think it is better that way. I was, you know, if he had really been really bad off, whining, and you could tell that he was in a lot of discomfort, instead of just dying naturally. Hold on. It's putting them to sleep. It's I don't know they. For one thing, I don't think the vets let you be there when they do it. They take them off into the back and they put them to sleep. And that's, you know, like our vet's office, they have little waiting rooms, and then there's another door toward the back of the little tiny waiting room, or examination room, that is. They have these little tiny examination rooms. You walk in from the waiting room area, and then on the opposite wall, basically, there's another room that leads to back to their facilities where they do a lot of other stuff. So we've taken him in there, and they've taken, when they drew blood, even they take him back there to draw the blood, and they don't want to do it in front of you for some reason. So, you know, I have never dealt with it, but my suspect is that they won't put him to sleep in front of you. So, which I think is a bad thing, because, you know, they lead the dog off or take the dog off, and that's the last you see of him. You know, this way, you know, we were able to be with him when he died. So it meant a lot to us. Anyway, so I'm not going to talk about it too much right now. It's still pretty emotional for us. We're going to have him cremated, so I'm going to do that today. Take him in somewhere, wherever they take him, to get cremated. And So right now, Santiago, my sister's cat, is with us. He came on Friday, and he's back here with me. He's the most engaged of all the cats in the house. The other cats, you know, I got two of them that really don't want anything to do with me. I mean, they don't really trust me. The princess, you know, I can, if she's sitting there and you know, all of a sudden, she won't run away, but when I start petting her, then she'll, like, okay, she likes petting, but then she'll get a little nervous and start, and then move away. So, but Santiago, he's a lot of fun. He's an engaging cat, which is nice, and he's really curious for the age that he is. But anyway, so I'm gonna make this a short post, I guess, just to let you know what's going on. I haven't been painting. We've been dealing with a dog. You know, he'll be greatly missed, and he's missed right now. So, have a good one.